Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker? Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.
And now it's time for the Tagcast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The Tagcast podcast starts right now.
You know what was creepy is I was recording just noises last night, hanging out by myself, and I'd put it out in the back, and I'd wander around, and, you know, door would shut, going back inside and stuff. And then I was listening to it out in the garage, and then you're by yourself, and you hear, like, more crickets, and you hear doors shutting. It just kind of creeped me out.
Yeah, so you're listening to the noises that you recorded, and then hearing how the other noises. We can leave in that fodder.
He said.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak. Welcome to Friday episode of the Tagcast podcast.
I feel like I'm
8 miles high.
No.
We are talking over each other and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Guile. I'm half of the Tagcast podcast. Got the other half right across the table here.
I'm Gatch. Jimmy Carl
Gatch.
Galapagolagus.
Zach of Anapalakobus. So we're 8 miles high today. It's Friday.
Oh, fuck. I feel like it, too.
The sun is shining. You guys are having a wonderful day, I hope. The weekend is coming all over you.
Finishing up your four-day week.
Yeah, wasn't it a nice four-day week?
Yeah.
You got Monday
off.
What's
the next holiday we're looking at for, like, people getting a special day off? We're probably looking at
Halloween.
Halloween
don't count because you don't get the day off.
You don't get Halloween off. And I don't know if Halloween is on a weekend, is it?
No, it's on a Wednesday this year. It's like so in the middle of the week that you can't really do the Saturday after because that's dumb to do a Halloween party after. And before, you're talking four or five days before.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, it's rough.
Oh, well.
But we're going to have one over at the Black Forest.
Yeah. That's a Saturday night. Maybe everybody will wear their costumes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 8 miles high.
Work up a prize or something for best costumes. How about like a grip of shirts?
And you just can't come as a metalhead or a rocker.
What is a grip? You know, some people say, I got a grip of these.
Or a grip of cash.
Yeah, a grip of cash. Like the other day I was doing something and, you know, I mean, well, I was working. I just don't really want to throw work out there. But I had a grip and I counted how many. And that particular thing, it was like 21 was a grip.
For me, like a grip of quarters.
Yeah?
I had a grip of quarters today and it was like $12.50.
Yeah, there you go.
That's hard to hold 12. Well, yeah. I can hold about $15 in my hand if I really grip it.
Yeah? You got to get a good grip.
What if you're talking about your penis? I got a grip of penises. That should just be one.
Is it the plural peni?
Peni.
Like radii?
I think if you have a grip on a penis, it should just be singular.
Yeah.
Unless they're really little penis.
Yeah.
Maybe you could grab like 3 or 4 little penises.
Yeah. Penis. Then you're getting into some double dactylin.
Speaking of dactylin, we forgot to talk on Hump Day about Sarah Palin and her dactylin picture.
Yeah.
Compliments.
I've been floating around for a while. I think I remember seeing it dactyled up somewhere, maybe.
Big shout out to Mia Marie Baldwin for giving us that little chuckle.
Thank you very much. It was
the Sarah Dactyl.
That That's awesome.
I just thought of that, the Pterodactyl. That just came out, and luckily we're podcasting. So,
yeah.
And speaking of dactyling and
that's a conservative pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl. She'll just do it. Only three guys. Only three. Because you notice by the picture, you just had one in her mouth and one in each hand. But I noticed that
her vagina's just too tight.
I was watching Pajama People last Friday, and there's a part that in a song that says he was dreaming of playing guitar notes that would irritate an executive kind of guy, and he replaced executive with Sarah Palin.
Oh.
He's like, I'm dreaming of guitar notes that it would irritate a Sarah Palin kind of guy.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was a Sarah Palin pterodactyl.
Yeah, she's old school thinking, right? I saw this in Springfield. I was looking at online paper, right?
The
other day.
Springtucky?
Yeah.
Springfield, Oregon?
And there was this lady, and she was like their funny columnist. I don't know what, you know, she's the Irma Bombeck of Springfield. But she's like, she starts off, I've had it since the time of remote controls, they have been the bane of my existence. We've had four floating around here forever. And then my son comes over and he shows me a remote that can work all the units.
Ooh.
Thank goodness for this. And I'm thinking, what is this, 1989? You just found out about the goddamn universal remote?
Dude, Jesus. Those come with everything. Like, even you get a DVD player that has an option to set it up for everything.
I was thinking, fuck, man, you got VHS even.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, throw away your beta. Here comes VHS for the lady.
Have you never had Comcast or Dish Network? That comes
Comcast
with
is a universal remote.
You can set it up for two VCRs, a DVD player, and AUGs.
Oh, man.
AUGs.
And how, man, can you really, the bane of her existence?
That's a
remote controls, because she has four. And four is not even that many.
Dude, I've got the remote for the Dish Network, and then I've got the DVD remote and the TV remote, and the Wii is kind of a remote. But
and then do you got like a stereo receiver?
Yes, I do have that.
Yeah.
I have the remote not for my receiver, but for my CD player, for my six-disc magazine changer.
And I know she's probably bought one of those, you know, where it says play DVD, you know, where it's all one button. Maybe it's not. I don't know. They got those ones with the screen like Ozzy was trying to use that one time.
Oh, dude, that remote was like the size of a, I don't know what.
It was
like
the size of a Kindle.
It was bigger than that.
Yeah.
I think it was like the size of a gaming console.
It was.
He's carrying it around in his hand. He's like, I couldn't figure out how to work
computer.
This fucking thing. Fucking Ozzy. He's so...
I heard about this man in Brooklyn. He was 69 years old.
Was he doing a 69?
Yes, and he was in a wheelchair and was prone to a memory loss. And he had his daughter, about 47, that was taking care of her.
Why would, if he had memory loss, would he have to be in a wheelchair?
Well, I don't think they were connected. They might
be
connected.
Okay.
But a 47-year-old, I think, around there, daughter caretaker, solo caretaker.
Right.
He starts throwing acid at her.
Wow.
And she ran out of the house. Neighbors said they could see her face melting, her clothes disintegrating, and smoke coming off her head. She'll probably lose her left eye.
So why exactly did he do this?
No one knows. That was not included in the story.
Wow.
But is that not crazy? I mean,
it would be cool if it was just like cool acid.
Yeah. Well, then she'd just be fucking mentally insane. But yeah, man, just like throwing it on her, clothes disintegrating and shit. I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that that
just see that running down the street.
I'm surprised that dude's not from Florida.
You might. No, I think it was in Brooklyn.
Yeah, you said that, but just all the crazy stories we get from Portland.
Yeah,
Portland.
Florida.
Yeah, Portland, Florida.
You know, Rama, it kind of reminds me about like zombies and stuff. You know, if they have those zombie marches.
Yeah.
And what if, like, a guy was kind of out of his mind and you know, he's out there on his porch, you know, he's senile, and he just sees all these zombies coming out, walking down the street. Do you think,
if you didn't know what was going on.
If he was one of those paranoid end-of-the-world apocalyptic freaks, he'd probably run out with a shotgun and just start blasting people.
Yeah. Well, I would.
Yeah. You want some tape for that?
No, I'm good.
All right.
I'm just going to grab the other mic stand if we don't have a guest on the next show.
Yeah. You got any gum?
Hey, you got any gum? Hey, so we didn't do any shit talking on the last episode. That's always kind of sad when we miss out on the shit talking.
Yeah.
But I tried to find this story, but I can't find it yet. I heard some kids played a prank on one of their teachers that involved defecation, and it wasn't something that was very lighthearted, but I want to try to find it maybe before Monday's episode and share that with you. But when I was looking for it, I found a story. It's kind of funny. It's about, I typed in, which we'll play this later, the Bing game where we type in a couple words and find out what happens. But I typed in defecate students, and I find a story about a third grade student who defecates daily in class.
In class, like on the floor purposely?
Apparently. And this lady's asking for some insight. The boy is 9 years old. He's in the third grade, and he's physically healthy. He's been in the same school for the last 3 years, and he is known to the teachers and administrators very well, and he has not displayed any negative behavior. He's been a good kid from the beginning. But we think that maybe some changes in the household might be the reason for his present behavior. He's been defecating in his pants around 10 a.m. every day since October. So it's not in the class, it's in his pants, but it's every day at 10 o'clock in the morning.
You know what I'm learning from this, though?
What?
And I know what this is. I've been watching my cat from hell.
Uh-huh.
And they're not playing with him enough during the day before bed. You know, you got to tire them out and get them on a regular schedule where they're sleeping through the night. You got to get them some toys that he can climb in the corner, scratch his fingers against, and he'll be much happier. He won't be scratching your furniture.
Wow.
He won't be shitting in his pants. he'll use the litter box. I'm thinking this is what it is. They just got to play around with them. They sell these toys on strings and stuff with little fishes on there.
Wow. So his mom had been coming and changing his pants every day. And then she started sending him in pull-ups.
Well, you'd have
to. It'd be too big for those.
Right?
Maybe he could get Depends for really little old ladies or something.
The
school's not going to do anything about it because they think it's some kind of a tick or something that he has. So they're waiting to test him. And until that time, it says the teachers just have to suffer. The other students.
Well, he's eating regularly. Really, he'll be shitting at the same time, right?
The other students just think that he's passing gas. They never tease him. They're not rude to him. They don't isolate him. And so she's asking for some insight. One lady wrote back and said, "That's a very bad sign." This lady says, "Did you know that this is one of the major signs that there's a serial killer in the making? That you shit your pants every day at 10 o'clock?"
Wow, I never knew there was such a study.
Yeah, and it also says, that's in a group with killing small animals. More than 60% of serial killers wet their beds beyond the age of 12, and they also defecate any time or place they choose.
Huh. Well, that is weird.
Yeah.
But it's regular, though.
Yeah, at least he's shitting every day same time.
You would think that if he's clock watching, he's just doing it on purpose, right?
He's 9.
But if he's clock watching, like he's... like looking at the clock, and then when it comes 10 o'clock, he just squeezes
it's 10:05. It's time to shit my pants. See, at 8:05, it's time to rock. Yeah. If you ask Sammy Hagar.
Oh, man.
And at 10:05, it's time to shit.
Man, but it seems like, I mean, if he's shitting on a regular schedule, it can't be diet, right?
Diet right? That's good stuff. Do they still make that soda?
I think so.
Diet right.
I know they make Shasta.
Oh, man. But
blackberry cream.
I don't know. Maybe it's because, like, he eats a big dinner, and then he has a nice breakfast, and then at 10 o'clock it goes through him and just, like...
Maybe he has no feeling there.
Maybe not.
Maybe he's as loose bowel guy.
I don't remember if I talked about it before, but I think I did. But we had some technical difficulties, so I don't know what got said. But, yeah, our little godson, he just had his first shirt.
Oh, yeah.
The other day. Mm-hmm. And he felt bad, but, you know, it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, it just happens.
He'd been farting all day. He was farting in the DMV, and the people were laughing, but they were like, oh, man, he must eat good. That's a funny story. Okay, everybody hates the DMV, right? We're still talking shit, and the DMV is shitty. So my wife's in the DMV waiting with the godson to stink up the place. You know, he's farting. Oh, she's hoping that he's not sharting. And so some dude comes in, and there's a little lady, or I don't know how old she was, but she was kind of
described to me as little. And she had a dog with her that had a sign that it was a little, not a seeing eye dog, but she was mentally...
The dog was her brain.
Yeah, exactly. So she was kind of like special. And so she had a little special dog. Well, some dude walked in, and my wife had seen that this lady's number is 24. And she'd already been there waiting quite a while.
Uh-huh.
They called number 24, and some big douche bag of douche that just walked in the door 5 minutes earlier just walks up.
Bag of douche of the week.
Yeah, and so he starts doing his thing. And so my wife is one of those people who wants to say something.
She stick up for him?
She did. She said, excuse me, ma'am, aren't you number 24? And she's like, yeah, but I don't want to really do anything or say anything. And she's like, no, you've been waiting, and you're number 24. She goes, just a second. She goes, excuse me, sir, you're not number 24, are you? And he goes, what? And she's like, to the guy working, this guy is not number 24, and that lady's been patiently waiting, and he just walked in here 5 minutes ago and walked up when you said 24. And the guy goes, can I see your number? He goes, I don't have a number. And he goes, pushed all the paperwork back across
busted.
The table and said, go
awesome, man.
Take a number and sit down. And then he was number 46 or something.
Oh, awesome.
And so, yeah, the little lady with her dog got to go up there and take her number 24. So
that's
bag
awesome.
Of douche sometimes gets flushed in a shitty toilet when you're hanging out at DMV. So
that was a bag of douche of the week.
Yeah, so that was shitty. You got any shit talking?
Yeah, I do.
I don't want to end before you get some shit
one
in.
Of the,
you want to talk some shit about Seth Milstein?
At work. Was talking about how he just talking. He says that he's got diarrhea all the time. It's like,
right?
He's just got diarrhea, and I'm like, well, what's the problem with that? And he's like, he just got kidney stones, and I've never had kidney stones, but he says that
I've heard
he runs in his family, and
shit running his family.
Yeah, he says that you know it could be any time. He'll just have diarrhea all of a sudden, you know, and he says that. Papa Murphy's is the only pizza that does not give him diarrhea.
Weird.
Yeah.
I like Papa Murphy's. My wife does not.
Really? Does she prefer Figaro's?
She prefers...
Figaro's.
No, she does not prefer any you-bake pizza.
Really?
She prefers...
What if they bake it?
I don't believe that we've ever had it that way.
Oh.
She prefers Papa's Pizza and Pappy's Pizzeria, which was formerly Papa's Pizza. She's just totally biased to it. It's okay. It's not the best pizza. I love pizza. I am biased to Izzy's still to this day. Love Izzy's pizza.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Some good stuff.
It's too saucy for her, though.
Yeah.
She doesn't like a lot of sauce, and she always orders with light sauce, and sometimes they think she says white sauce.
Oh.
How would you have white sauce on a pizza?
White sauce?
Yeah. They have
like a barbecue. Like it's like a...
With mayonnaise.
No, I think it's more like a ranch, kind of a creamy sauce, maybe, like a creamy ranch
sauce. So it seems like when I go out to a fast food place and eat and I've had a good meal prior, then that makes me have diarrhea like 20 minutes afterwards.
Yeah,
All the Burger King grease just goes to the bottom, and we've talked about it before, you know, Paloma, Bobby's wife, said that that's, you're healthy and regular if you take a dump a half hour after you eat, but knowing full well that it's not the food that you just ate.
But
it must have just shook some shit up in there. I think you shook something loose up in there. I don't know what happened about having sex does it. Take a shit.
He just always has the diarrhea, man. I couldn't imagine.
He's talking shit. That's a shitty toilet flush. Yeah, I'm having problems with my main... squeeze, not my wife. My main sound effects bed is not responding. So, sorry, kids. You just get to hear that. I tried a different toilet flush and it cut off halfway through. So, that's what happens. Next time, I'm just going to take the mic in the bathroom and flush the toilet.
Yeah.
Flush the toilet to clean. Do you use eau de toilette to clean the toilet?
Did we talk about the maiden pole earlier, or did I get cut?
No, we talked about it.
Okay.
Yep, that was on Wednesday's episode.
Yeah.
Another couple things we talked about. We got to them later in the evening because we were having some difficulties, but what's in Hans's CD player?
Yeah.
So on Wednesday, it was Asfix when he needed to get his ass fixed. Now, I saved this for Dustin. I was going to tell him during the break whether, you know.
Yeah, you said you... you got on the ham radio on Thursday, and you're going to tell me, you're like, hey, I want to tell you something, but never mind, I'm going to wait.
I'm saving it for the podcast, because I think the words that I said was, it's going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
That sounded like, oh, your mind to me over the ham radio.
That cut out a little bit. Sometimes I don't key up the mic soon enough. But any of you ham radios, we can be found at frequency 7062 on the ham radio.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's in Hans's CD player? It's going to blow your mind, and not in a good way. Barry Manilow, the ultimate Manilow.
What?
Ultimate Manilow.
Wow.
What?
He's truly listening to stuff no one else is listening to, though.
What?
Because he's being a hipster.
What?
No.
Well,
Manilow.
Do you have any songs on there? Let me see if I know my Manilow.
Dude, it's a ultimate Manilow, so you know what songs are going to be on there.
Amanda.
I write the songs that make the whole world. You know what's weird about that song?
Well, yeah.
He didn't write that song.
Really?
So he should be saying, I don't write the songs.
What about, is that one song on there?
You know who did write that song?
Stuck on Band-Aids, is that on there?
I am stuck on Band-Aids, because Band-Aids stuck on me. Was that Barry Manilow?
I think it was.
But did you know they changed it later?
Oh, did they?
Now it says, I am stuck on Band-Aids brand, because Band-Aids stuck on me. Fucking why you got to put brand in there?
You know what he also wrote is...
Mandy is one, yes.
Yeah, and then he wrote... the Oscar Mayer Wiener song.
Wow. Did you know that he used to play piano as a backup person for Bette Midler?
Really? He also used to play the Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Really? Did he poke holes in it and then blow in it like a flout? Like a flute?
Have you ever seen those things that are for kids to where it's got a hot... You put your hot dog in it. Not your hot
what
dog.
What you talking about, Ike?
But like your Oscar Mayer hot dog... But it cuts it up into 8 little things, so you like put it up a little over halfway, and then you take it off, and it turns it into an octopus.
What?
To where it has
what?
8 little legs,
what?
And then they're like a main body.
What?
You can put eyes on there.
Is it called Hot Doctopus?
It's called
Hot
something like that.
Doctopus.
Yeah, it's something like that. Well. Octodog, that's what it's called.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, if you Google
Octodog.
If you Google Octodog, you can see many images.
Is that Octomom's dog?
You should check it out. They're fucking funny looking.
I heard she had 8 dogs.
She did.
At once, out of her same vagina.
Hey-oh.
That reminds me of a video.
Hey, a friend of the podcast, Matt, wanted me to pour out a Capri Sun on the curb for all the kids going back to school this week.
What happens when you do that?
It's like pouring out a 40 for your old mate. Wow. You're pouring out a Capri Sun on the curb for
is
all the kids
like
going back to school.
Christening the boat.
I don't know what it means. Huh. But a Capri Sun, man, you stab that thing with the fucking straw, right?
Yeah.
And then it just blows up because you're trying to hold it
steady.
And
then
steady.
You squeeze it and it squirts
up. Yeah, squirts up.
Yeah, and that's a great thing for
right
kids to
eye.
Have.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I know it's those pointed straws. Dude.
Oh, yeah. If they poke it in the wrong way and they just poke their eyeball out.
And the thing is thicker than skin, so if it can go through that Capri Sun bag, it can definitely go through your arm.
Oh, you know it.
Like one of those big old... Used to look like one of those booster needles.
Dude, if you were a junkie kid, you could just shoot up Capri Sun right
dude,
through your
brain.
That'd
be awesome.
And next week on the podcast, we're going to be shooting up some Capri Sun on the air.
Dude, I would be down.
Breaking news alert. TechCast podcast will be shooting up Capri Sun for the next episode. Please tune in with Dan rather than me. I'd rather have Dan rather than me. Oh, boy. I'm still a little sweaty.
Yeah, it is a little bit warm. No, the summer's not really cooling down, is it?
Not really.
We're in the dog days of Indian summer. Is that a thing? We're combining two different
I guess, yeah. I think I mentioned last week on the podcast that I found that the dog days of summer ended on August 11th.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird. Check out that movie with, what's his name? Oh, we did What's in Hans's CD player. Yeah, I didn't get to What's on Terry's Turntable.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be weird. This is almost as weird as Barry Manilow, but not quite.
Uh-huh.
BTO 2. It's the second album.
BTO 2?
The second album from Bachman Turner.
It's taking care of business on that
album. It is. It's the last song. I always stop.
Is that other song that has that same beat on that song. You know which one I'm talking about? They play it on the radio every once in a while.
No, it's got a Let It Ride.
Oh, yeah. You can let it ride.
La, 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 let it ride. And it's got Tramp, which is not a hit, but it's awesome.
Tramp.
And Hey You. BTO. So, yeah, I'm rocking some BTO. That was weird.
Oh, right on.
I heard that song that you were just singing so awesomely on the radio, and I was thinking to myself how that'd be kind of a cool heavy metal song to cover it heavy metal style. Because it's all... Yeah. So between me and Hans, the doom metal duo, we're listening to Barry Manilow and Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah.
Hey, so speaking of famous people, we might as well get to celebrity birthdays. We covered
all
of
that. Brings me up to
celebrity deaths, right?
To what's in my junk drawer.
Oh, what's in your junk drawer?
An old jock strap worn by Magic Johnson.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Before he had AIDS.
So it's HIV negative?
Yeah, it's HIV negative. I've had that shit tested
twice
and authenticated once and autographed.
You should take it to
by
porn
Phil
stars.
Anselmo.
I mean, porn stars.
Phil Anselmo autographed it himself.
Wow.
After wearing it on his head.
He'll do anything when he's on heroin. We talked about that before. But yeah, celebrity birthdays. We're going to go dead celebrity since we don't have any new dead celebrities.
Gary Coleman.
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly.
He was born in 1936, and he died.
Let me guess how he died.
1959.
He was poisoned by eating hollies.
No, come on. It's the day the music died. Oh. There's a song about it. You know who else died?
Well, music still lives, right?
You know who else died that day?
The Big Bopper.
Yes, and Ritchie Valens.
Yeah, and also on that, wasn't
Lou Diamond Phillips died that day.
Wasn't that the same plane that Stevie Ray Vaughan was on?
No, but that's close. Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings was on there?
Waylon Jennings was in Buddy Holly's band and gave up his seat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, infamous story. He
just
gave up
like
his seat.
Eric Clapton gave up his seat in the helicopter to Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah. And
just think how things would be different
who
if Waylon.
Who gave it up to him?
Eric Clapton.
Oh.
Just think if Eric Clapton would have died on August 27th, 1990. And Stevie Ray Vaughan would still be alive, and then we wouldn't have to deal with all that shitty 90s Clapton overrated bullshit with Phil Collins.
But it would have been Stevie Ray Vaughan singing Tears in Heaven for Eric Clapton.
Exactly. It's like I put
Tears in Heaven.
Yeah, he would never have to worry about his kid dying out the window.
Oh, no. So Eric Clapton's big thing is slow hand, right? You know,
yeah.
Right? What is it? Just, he does those smooth, slow slides.
I read something about it. Oh, no. Here's the story. It just came to me, and I remember it because I read it. Back in the day, you know the slow claps.
Yeah, the slow clap, it creeps up on you, right?
He used to get that all the time. It's called a slow hand. That's what I read.
Wow, that's crazy, huh?
Yep.
And but he had the hand jive going on, right?
Yeah, Willie and the hand jive.
Yep.
We got another dead celebrity who has a birthday today.
All right.
Eazy-E.
Oh, poor the fucking...
Talk about dying from AIDS.
Yeah, talk about pouring the Capri Sun out on the curb.
Yeah, bust the 40 of old E out for... Magic Johnson
Eazy-E.
Has...
Now, this is...
Magic Johnson didn't die from AIDS, but Eazy-E did.
Yeah.
And he was born in 1963. That would mean he would be almost 50.
Wow.
He'd be 49 today.
You know, and this is another rant I'm going to get going on about these kids that I work with that are like 18 and 19 and whatever they are.
Okay.
And dude, you know, and I understand they're into this rap Mac Miller. I don't know who Mac Miller is, and maybe I'm being hypocritical because of this, but I asked them like...
Fuck Mac Miller.
Dude, they're not giving it up for fucking Eazy-E or NWA or fucking any of that shit, dude.
I was like,
dude, Digital Underground, you know, you got the Humpty Hump. I figure he's got to have heard that song, right?
Do the Humpty Hump.
I know, because everybody's heard that song.
It's like, a big hit at karaoke.
I don't know who that is. I've never heard that. I'm like, man, you got to go home and
have you heard of a little dude named Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew, bitches?
Dude, I'm like Willie D, the Ghetto Boys.
Donald D.
We're fucking talking about the Fat Boys.
Oh, the fucking whatever that one, Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah, Grandmaster Flash, man. Yeah.
Boom.
You had Big Daddy Kane.
Mac Daddy Boo Boo.
Yeah. You're there. I mean, you know, you got to know. If you're a rap fan, you got to know those bands,
you
right?
Do. And you got to know Eazy-E.
You know, just like if you know, metal, you know, Sabbath.
Yep. Rap is those guys. So those two guys, Buddy Holly, Eazy-E, birthdays, and they're dead. Now, here's a lady who's not dead because, well, she's been immortalized in a song called I Will Survive.
I Will Survive.
Gloria Gaynor.
Whoa.
Yep, she's gainer than me.
Now, what did she do? She was
I Will Survive. No, she sang I Will Survive.
Gloria Gaynor. Oh, I thought it was this.
No, she's a disco queen. Gloria Gaynor.
Disco queen.
And speaking of queens...
That's not a song, is it?
No, but it is now. You'll have to clip that out and make a song out of it with a beat to the back. Speaking of queens of rock, Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders, birthday today.
Wow.
1957, she was born. So she's 55, because if you're 56, you're 56.
Yeah.
And then our only friend's birthday is not really our friend, but it's my former... lover's son, so my kind of stepson, Noah Province, Serene's son, just had a baby.
Birthday.
Well, his girlfriend had a baby. Might be a wife, but he's 23 today, so happy birthday,
congrats
Noah.
Congrats on two ends.
Yeah, and...
bookend of congratulations.
His dad, Drunk Wade, who comes around to practice sometimes in Brownsville, I asked him, why'd you name your son what you named him? He's like, because we didn't know what to call him. Ah! Noah. Whoa. Sorry, Noah, if you're listening, buddy. I know you hate references.
We only roast
to your
the
dad.
Ones we love.
That's right. That's why I like to roast chicken. Did you hear about that dude in Nigeria?
No.
He was carrying around a roasted chicken.
Roasted chicken? Roasted chicken.
You know what he had in it?
Chicken chips.
5 pounds of cocaine.
Keeping it moist.
He was arrested over the weekend at the Murtala Muhammad International Airport in Lagos.
So he's just carrying around a chicken. Was it a live chicken?
No, it was a broasted chicken.
Oh, broasted chicken.
It was already cooked. He was going to eat it later.
Yeah, I bet.
Street value of this chicken was estimated at over $15 million.
That's for how much? Five pounds? $15 million?
That's $3 million a pound?
Wow.
Well, a pound is 16 ounces.
What's an ounce of coke going for? $400?
Oh, no, I pay at least. No, just kidding. When I used to buy cocaine, it used to be like sometimes $200-$300 an 8-ball, which is an eighth, which is 8 times 3 would be 2,400 an ounce, 16 ounces. In a pound.
$20,000.
That must be some... Street value can never... By the police... Maybe the chicken itself was worth
a few million. I'm way wrong. It might be like $200,000, maybe.
It better be, because they said that's $3 million
still,
a pound.
Yeah, you always figure they're probably shooting a little bit high.
Five pounds of cocaine.
Still, 5 pounds goes a long ways.
Concealed in a roast chicken.
Yeah.
A roast chicken.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say it was roasted. It was a roast chicken. Maybe that's a chicken that was supposed to be roasted. So I wonder how they knew that it was in there.
I don't know. Maybe they asked him for a bite.
The guy told him it took him 3 days to pack the coke inside the chicken. And he was confident that the drug would be detected. So he must have wanted to get busted. He's been living in Brazil since 2006, and life had been stressful. So he wanted some money to start his new business. Unfortunately, he was disappointed.
What was his money or his business? He wanted a bro's chickens.
Yeah, cocaine chickens. That's a new thing. It's like vodka-infused tampons.
Yeah, cocaine-infused chicken.
You just
should that be one fucking good chicken?
You just eat one breast, and you're like, fucking, I just want another breast.
Yeah, dude. Only eat one.
Can we get some more chicken?
Only eat half.
That's when you could just eat, like, fucking 7.61 pounds of chicken wings. Now, why would you think that I would say that?
7 1/2 chicken wings?
7.61
pounds. 7.61
pounds. This dude, he's the number one ranked competitive eater in the United States.
He is 7.61 what?
Pounds of chicken wings.
Oh. With the bones? Or are these boneless?
It doesn't say.
Or they probably weigh him after and before.
It says that...
That's still a lot.
Yeah, that is. And the second place person was a girl, and she ate 6.36 pounds of wings.
What a slut.
And this is in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
12 minutes.
That's a traditional competition for eating.
It's 12 minutes?
Yeah.
This was in Buffalo, New York. Buffalo chicken wings. Get it?
Wow. Yeah.
It was incredible, said the witness of the contest. It's just a matter of getting the right rhythm. 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 Rhythm.
Yeah. And do you get something to eat? You gotta have something to wash him down, right?
I don't know. It didn't say. It just said that he ate. His name is Joey Jaws Chestnut. The Jaws is in quotes.
Do you think...
kind of like, Ike, what you talking about, Willis?
What if you had a contest to eat the most pearl onions? So, you know, pearl onions are rather small, right? So you'd probably just end up swallowing them whole, right?
That's what they do with the pearl necklace eating contest.
Well, I'm just thinking then later on you'd just be shooting out pearl onions, right?
Yeah, or what if you ate like...
Look at my pearl onion trick.
What if you ate like... I guess popcorn chicken's too big just to be swallowing unless you like just drink it down with some gravy.
Oh, dude, now that sounds good.
I know. Just like say you fill up a 44-ouncer with chicken, popcorn chicken and gravy, and you just drink it and just sure they're all small nuggets of popcorn kernel chicken.
Mix it in with rice and make it into a ball.
I never thought about that the Colonel Sanders sells popcorn chicken. Colonel Sanders chicken corn.
That is crazy. That's like four words separately and together.
Colonel Sanders popcorn chicken.
She wore a pearl onion.
I wonder what that is in a sex game.
I don't know.
Just the drops of onions. She wore a pearl onion. She ate my pearl necklace.
I got 25 pearl necklaces on my dresser.
A party on the patio.
Dude, that still pisses me off that they only played like 55 minutes.
I know. I've got a hit out on Billy Gibbons. I'm having him shot.
Is that the guitarist?
Yep. He's the one of the ones with the beard.
I thought it was Dusty Hill. No, he's the bassist.
He's the bassist, yeah. He's just your basic bass player.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad because I
like their boogie stuff back in the day, man. Their kind of bluesier stuff.
Yeah.
Even, you know, some of their just random hits throughout the day. I don't know. I tried after Eliminator, you know, because Eliminator was pretty poppy for a kid.
It was kind of a lemon.
Eight years old.
Yeah.
Even though it was kind of their hysteria.
I was in my teens, early teens, I think, and I remember really liking "You Got Me Under Pressure." You got me under pressure. But I didn't really like "Give Me All Your Loving" and
"Yeah,
Short Dressed
Man." That one I'd always skip and be like, "Jesus."
And that was the first one on the album, too.
It was. Yeah, I'd always go to "Get Me Under Pressure" first, but I played the shit out of that album, man. That's some good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, TV.
But I'm just glad I didn't pay money to go see him.
Legs was another one that I was just like,
They got their guitars spinning around and stuff. I heard someone telling a story about seeing him once, and they had those the furry guitars from that video, and they never spun them.
Yeah, that was. I remember seeing that on Palladium.
And they didn't spin them?
They didn't spin them.
Yeah. Someone was pissed about that. Not only did they only play 55
probably me.
Minutes.
I mean, I'll get pissed about that shit.
You know what really grinds my gears? The fact that ZZ Top only played 55 minutes, they don't even spin the fuzzy guitars.
Yeah, dude. That
fucking bullshit
me
up in
off.
This hundred months are gonna go.
That pisses me off.
What pisses you off?
You know what? I'm doing a yearbook. I'm publishing a book finally.
I don't know what it's
going
about.
Going forward with it.
I heard on the internet about it, and then you sent me a message asking if some of my bands could be in there, and I don't.
Well, yeah. Well, what it's going to be is it's going to be a West Coast based music yearbook, and I want to put as many bands as possible in there, but it's kind of like a. Buy a copy and I'll put your band in there. I'll probably put a band in there anyway if they want to design something and send it in. I'm not going to be picky about it, you know, because it's not going to cost me anything extra, really.
So on the last day of school, do we all get to sign each other's yearbooks? And
say, you can. Maybe I'll put some blank pages in there for you guys.
Say, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Stay cool.
Yeah, but it's going to be
have a rocking summer.
8.5 by 11, so it'll be a big trade book, and then each
That's
band
a regular
can
page,
get,
yeah.
like, their page. Just buy a book for $5. I'll throw your shit in there or whatever. you know, West Coast, you know.
Don't put shit.
I don't know a lot of bands though from like California other than just a few, but you know, if you want to go like into the scene and really represent a scene down there, you know, you almost need somebody down there telling you what bands, you know, are down there doing, you know, making the scene what it is.
Are you just talking about like heavy metal bands or hard rock or just all
no, rock? Let's rock. Go the whole encompassing of rock.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to throw country bands probably in there.
Yeah. Rap.
You know, I mean, yeah, but I mean, cheap advertisement too for venues. That's another thing I want to do is, as much as the budget will allow, is offer free copies to venues along the West Coast. So they can see all the bands that are around, and they'll have booking information on them, and tie up shortcuts. So if venues want to get in there, and then bands will see, like, hey, there's a venue we could try to get in over there in that town. Yeah, I just something I've been wanting to do for a couple of years, and it's about that right time of year to get it happening. And
that sounds like a great networking tool.
Yeah, it does. And basically, you know, bands can have the whole template of the whole page to design whatever they want. I don't really have the time to be designing everybody's pages. But
yeah. If they could do it themselves,
yeah,
that
I
would
can put it together and make it a great thing.
Sweet. Well, if anyone's interested in that, any listeners out there that have bands or that know of bands that you think should be included in this awesome little yearbook,
yeah,
bands that we might have overlooked or maybe have not heard of or... Mm-hmm. Or bands that we've heard of and just, you know, it's hard to remember everybody all the time.
Yeah, they can go and put it up on the TagCast Facebook page. I'll get it and know what they're talking about. Or, you know, the Sick Daddy, or I don't know, I can't remember what the page is. But right. It's sickdaddy.com/yearbook. Any new details on that?
All right, yeah, check that out. And also, I don't know if we mentioned it yet this time, but check out Complete Ag Resolutions on Facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Good old Stan and the
one
fam.
Of our sponsors, and the Dixie Creek Saloon, another sponsor. Glad to have them on board and glad for their support. If you'd like to donate to us, you can click on the donate button there on our site. Or you can go to Amazon.com through our site, TagCastPodcast.com.
Some people have been buying shirts on there because they got cool novelty shirts on there. You know, they got a lot of Zappa shirts or into like shirts of video game kind of stuff. It's getting back to school. They got all sorts of back to school.
Right.
But, yeah, if you like shirts like that, go and check them out, man. They got a lot of stuff.
For sure. And if you'd like to do some advertising, maybe you have a online business or a website or something that you'd like to promote. We're encouraging you to do that if you have a business that you don't think it would benefit from it. Well, maybe a website would, because only 50% of our listeners are in Oregon, so we kind of reach out to different states and countries and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was hoping that we'd get more attention on our Facebook when I put out the thing saying we got topics, we need topics, we want questions.
I think a lot of that sometimes too is on the TanCast page. Not everyone is seeing it because he's
what I've been doing
is like 23 people see it. Or
lately,
whatnot.
I've been posting it on my personal site and then posting it on my Terry Guile page and then sharing that on my personal site and then putting it on the TagCast site and sharing it. So that point is moot. Because I put it out there. And all I got was something from Dustin saying that football starts tomorrow. I told him he didn't count and that maybe that is taboo. He said he has 20-minute breakdowns for each game.
All right, so the Carolina-Pittsburgh game.
Boop. Boop. But we did get at one at the end of all those. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw
Dan Kroll.
Oh, really?
He said, how about that Icy Hot Challenge? Call back. That's still funny.
You know what?
He said anything.
I saw something from Adrian.
On the TagCast, maybe?
It's on one of those sites.
I'm going to check it out. I went to my page because it didn't look like anybody.
He told me last night he was going back through Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Have you ever played that game?
Wow.
Just in like passing. He's going to try to get 100% this time. Shout out if you've gotten 100% on San Andreas, yo.
Yeah, I was tripping out. Speaking of like Xbox games and shit like that, I was tripping out because I heard all this super gay music coming out of our son's bedroom. You know, he was like listening to. Like, no, he's playing like Taylor Swift. He's playing
Is he dancing in there?
No, he was trying to get 100% on every song on Rock Band. So there was like, I don't know what.
Oh, so he's playing like all those.
Yeah, just he wasn't picking just cool songs. Yeah, it does say Adrian Bacon said favorite holiday food since Thanksgiving is coming up.
Oh, yeah. I do not like cranberry sauce.
I don't care for it myself either. But he didn't ask us what we don't like.
Oh,
Do you like a gravy? You know what, Adrian? Here, check this out. What I'd really like to have for my Thanksgiving this year is a bag of chicken chips.
Man, yeah.
Because that's stovetop stuffing in a bag.
I love gravy.
You don't know how long we rationed those chicken chips.
Oh, man, I still got some.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I will finish them up.
I looked at the stovetop stuffing when I was doing some grocery shopping.
Oh,
and
man.
I just instantly thought of roasted chicken chips.
You know, you put some chicken, you make that into a little pan, and then you put some chicken breast in there and bake that. So that's some good shit.
Yeah. And the other weird thing is that they have this contest in America. I don't know if Canada's doing it for Frito-Lay.
Oh, yeah.
Make up your own flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made up a TagCast flavor. It was made up of fun, good times, and audio or something like that.
What does that stuff taste like?
It tasted like goodness.
Wow. I made one up, and I thought it was rather awesome. It was sour cream enchilada chips.
Whoa.
What do you think
I'm
about
not that? A big fan of either of those, but I imagine anybody that is would be awesome if
we
buy
we
that.
Have this awesome recipe for sour cream enchiladas that my wife makes sometimes, and it's just delectable if you like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I imagine that would be a
so
big
I hit. Went to the website, and I tried to do it, and it's just I'm pretty web-friendly. I know how to run a computer.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. It kept giving me a problem.
Difficult. Having troubles with it too. When I made my cow pie chips, which is cow is steak and the pie is apple pie, steak and apple pie chips.
Bacon apple pie would be good too. I think.
Yeah, yeah, it would be.
But I was wondering if we could just make up roasted chicken chips, and if they chose that, they'd already have it made.
I called it bring chicken chips to U.S.
Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Bring chicken chips to U.S. Bring
It'd be funny
chicken
if
chips
that won
to us.
And they had to put that on the bag. What flavor is it?
Bring chicken chips to U.S. The ingredients are roasted chicken chips.
You can go to that website, and if you can figure it out, you'll get bored. I think that maybe they do that so that they don't get overwhelmed with submissions, maybe.
I think you guys should just overwhelm their sites with bring chicken chips to U.S.
Yeah, write them. There's a contact, and you can contact several of them.
Anytime I say the word you and use the sound ooh, I think of Huey Lewis. I heard Huey Lewis on the radio the other day, and it was old Huey Lewis from like the first popular, Do You Believe in Love? Wee-oo.
I want a new duck.
Huey Lewis. Huey Lewis.
It is the power of love. That was some weird times when that shit was pumping on the radio like 10 times a day.
Yeah, I don't know about that time. I was working a summer job when that album came out for the Brownsville Public Works Department, and everybody thought that I was like having to do community services. Like I got in trouble or something. I was like, I'm getting paid $3.35 an hour, bitches. That was the min wage.
That is the power of love.
That was the min wage. And so we were listening to Hulu's sports a lot. Was that came out in 84?
Was that 84? Yeah, it was around there. 84 to... Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
This is it!
Wait, is this a better toilet? It sounds like an MP3 that's all compressed. What do you do right after you flush the toilet? So this is my backup sound effect, so I'm just playing around, you guys. Hope you're having a good Friday episode today.
Yeah, good Friday.
Hey,
it is a good Friday. Why is there only one good Friday a year?
Because that's the day that Jesus died.
Why do they call it Good Friday, then? Who made it good?
Because good, he's dead. And then they call it Easter, like, Easter, he came back. Easter.
All right, I got. You want to do another quiz? About music?
Quiz for Doug. Quiz for Doug.
All right.
Wait, I'm not Doug.
All right, this is
Quiz for Terry. Here, right. you tell me what you're going to write, and then I'm going to write it on the chalkboard.
All right.
Okay, tell me.
Shizzle snits.
Okay. No, I want you to tell me what the quiz is, because I focus a lot better when I write things out on the chalkboard.
All right. This is best Nirvana album.
Okay.
This is two questions right here.
Best Nirvana album. Okay.
All right. Let's go with studio albums. They had four studio albums, right? If you count Incesticide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one of those is the best?
Wait, I got to write the four up on the board here.
Okay, what are you getting now?
Bleach, Incesticide, Nevermind, and In Utero. Okay. Let me see. I feel like that little kid on Electric Company.
That was a tough question, I know.
He's looking up at the board, and it's just so daunting. I'm going to write my answer and then see what you think.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't want to say it out loud because I'm going to say what I wrote, Incesticide.
Really?
Yeah.
The deep cuts.
Yeah, they're deep. And yeah. It's like more noisy, and there's a few covers on there, the Devo, the Vaseline's.
It is a great album.
Of Aneurysm. Yeah. And a lot of people, yeah, I don't know if I choose probably... that because I don't, because a lot of people don't like it. It's the least
I like it. I like it.
Well, I mean the
you
fans.
You know, and I also enjoy the first Bleach one.
Yeah.
You know, Nevermind's a classic, but it's kind of, you know, it had that burnout kind of.
Yeah, because
it had a lot of radio play.
So
and in
polished,
Utero,
too.
You know, I mean, in Utero, it's just so dark now. You
yeah.
know?
And it had the hits, too, you know, All
yeah.
Apologies, Heart-Shaped
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, but it's just so dark at being their last. Or...
yeah, and then you look at it in retrospect after he killed himself, and you're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
I thought he was just kind of fucking
it's
around
chilling.
Being a weirdo.
Chills, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Best live Nirvana album. There was three, right? Can you name the three?
Three official releases?
All right. This might be minus the last one.
Well, there was Unplugged live in New York.
Uh-huh.
There was the Muddy Banks with the Wishka. And then the other live one must have been recently, the Pine Street Theater release. That came
no,
out
the live
Bleach.
At Reading.
Oh, that came out too, but you know when they re-released Bleach?
Yeah.
It came out with a bonus CD.
Yeah,
live
I think
at
this
the Pine
quiz
Street
was written
Theater.
Before that.
Pine Street Theater in Portland.
Yeah,
I think. I think our podcast neighbor, LT, was at that show.
Yeah, that's
if you
what
listen
I heard.
Real close, you can hear him go,
Slayer!
Freebird Slayer. Okay, so favorite live album, including those three, because I have a bunch of...
yeah, bootleg.
Yeah, Outcesticides 1 through
oh,
4.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But we're talking official releases, so I'm going to go with the Reading, but I've heard people call it Reading lately.
Oh, really? Live at Reading?
Dave Grohl recently dedicated the song Times Like These to Chris and Kurt at this year's... Reading Festival, they called it wow. Reading.
That's a long time ago for him, and a very short time for him.
20 years, dude.
And it was only, what, like 4 years of his life?
Yeah. 20 years ago. So
right,
I just love that because it's just, yeah. I've watched the video so many times and just the array of songs, and it's, I don't know, all the live albums have the array. I do like the Muddy Banks of the all Wishka right. as well, but.
All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a topic, and I want you to name the first three things that come to your mind. All right?
Okay.
I'm not gonna ask you, like, specifically. I'm just going to say, what are the first three things you think of when you think of...
Kurt Cobain?
Nirvana favorite songs. Three first things that pop into your head, first three songs.
That's so hard.
Not necessarily favorite, but what are the first three that just popped into your head?
Oh, the Heart-Shaped Box, Floyd the Barber, and About a Girl.
There you go. That's all I wanted. But those, I'm not saying those are your favorites.
Those last.
I'm just saying what's the first three songs that popped into your head.
So there was no wrong answer?
No, there was no wrong answer.
So I win?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, for $50. And those last two was weird because I was kind of just running through my brain trying to think of
the
name of a song.
Yeah, that's all I wanted. It was right off the top of your head. I'm not looking for favorites.
And then
anything.
I said Floyd the Barber, About a Girl, and those songs are back-to-back on the Bleach album. So yeah. I think that I was just like seeing, or
maybe.
I don't know. Sometimes maybe. We play those songs in order when Bleach used to play, but we don't play anymore. Hey, Pat.
I heard you. I didn't hear it. You sent me a text message, and then I texted you back, and I heard nothing. But he said that Jared had been bugging him, and he was wondering about bleach. And I said, dude, I live next to the practice space. I'm almost always home.
Yeah.
Come on by. I'll kick your ass again. Rewind.
I'll kick your ass again.
Rewind. I'll kick your ass again. Rewind.
I'll kick your ass again.
Let's see. 8 days, we're going to be doing our first live podcast at the Dixie. Yeah, did you forget?
No.
We're going to bring our stuff down to the Dixie for the comedy show.
Bringing my two jokes.
And bringing my four guests. Our four guests are going to talk. We might do it like a talk show, kind of. Bring one up at a time. Maybe up on the stage.
Yeah.
Have a chair and a table.
Anything.
I'm just going to try to get it worked out over the next 2 weeks to where we just do have a little bit of a game plan. But, hey, if you guys are interested in being on the TagCast podcast, we're going to hopefully have some taggets down there giving us some station IDs, which is going to mean you'll come on and say,
"For sure,
hey, this is Doug Wilson. Doug.
I want to get a chair when we're doing the, like, bringing them up one-on-one, a chair positioned. I just want to stare at the guest awkwardly the whole time.
You stare at them and I'll ask questions. And then I'll ask him a question like, do you ever feel like you're being stared down awkwardly by an Indian? That maybe because you're white and you stole his land and made a tear roll down his cheek with a piece of litter?
Yeah.
And then they'll just be so intimidated that they'll just be like, could you tell that Indian is staring at me because he's making me nervous?
I got some questions for you. You got some time for some questions?
Right now?
Yeah.
Let's do it. We'll wrap it up with questions.
All right.
For
have you ever owned a Snoopy snow cone machine?
I don't think I ever knew that such a thing existed.
Really? Back in the day, you'd scoop out the little ice and be all like in this doghouse thing.
I had an Evel Knievel thing, but...
Oh, what was this Evel Knievel thing?
It was the thing where you thread that piece of plastic with the gears on it, and then you pull it out, and then it makes a noise. But then my buddy down the street had the cool one with the ramp, and you back it up on the ramp, and then you wind it up.
Oh, you wound it up.
And then you push the button, and it goes...
Nice.
But that has nothing to do with Snoopy. What else you got for
me? No, have you ever owned lawn darts?
Yes, me and my brother had lawn darts.
Right on. No, like the metal ones, right?
That's
dangerous ones.
And we
haven't been able to buy those in, what, 25 years?
I doubt it, yeah. And we used to play the game that Jerry Murphy was talking about on, I think, season one, where you throw them straight up, and then you stand, and you don't move, and you hope that it doesn't hit you in the head.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it land like, right by your foot, or... I think
Dude, those things would have a thunk going into the ground.
But they're
ground,
not that sharp, though, so...
No.
Maybe if you threw it up far enough, it could go into your head, or, like, into your foot.
Oh.
Through your shoe or something.
Ooh,
but
man.
We should look up lawn dart accidents.
We should, yeah.
And maybe we could do a whole show on that. What's your worst lawn dart accident, Taggets? You ever had a lawn dart accident?
I've never had one.
No.
I've never had one.
When it hit my fake foot, but I didn't feel it.
Yeah.
That's a lie. Yeah. I'm making up stories now, singing about it in a song that's not real. Yeah. Okay, you got any more
questions? All right, yeah, I got one more question.
Final question.
For Monday night.
Football.
Wow, that was the first thing that came to your head?
When I hear Monday night, I think football.
All right. San Diego or Oakland?
Oakland.
All right.
Go Raiders.
That's the correct answer.
The Chargers suck.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the name of the team?
Yeah,
I saw something on some weird news site that I was going to talk about, but I didn't. Maybe I'll talk about it on Monday if we get to it, but it was a... slogans for NFL teams, because not all NFL teams have slogans. And so this guy had made a slogan for every team.
Nice.
I think they were supposed to be
funny.
No, I didn't even look at it.
But do you know the Oakland one?
Uh-uh.
Commitment to excellence.
Wow. Why do they lose so much then? I'm just kidding.
Hey-o!
Hi-o!
I hope Ron's not listening.
No, Ron, I love you, man. Slayer's awesome. Go Raiders. Let's go to bingo sometime. Do you listen to our show? Your kids are juggalos.
Are they?
They are, dude. Hardcore. They went and saw ICP last time. And then, like, Jade, his daughter, who's my friend on Facebook, she posted a thing saying that, whose picture's on the front page of the Juggalo website? My boyfriend or something. Or her or someone. But, yeah, they're full-on juggalos. They do the face paint and all that shit.
Wow. I didn't know those guys are still popular.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have Hatchet Men on them?
Yeah, they just went, it was less than a year ago. His kids went. They had to pay $39 for a ticket. He was bitching about it. Ron doesn't like to pay $39 for nothing.
He doesn't like to pay $39 for nothing.
Not even for bingo.
No.
But yeah, so ICP.
He likes being cynical in a humorous way, though.
Where's my 26 cents change, motherfucker? I sent you to the store with $2. It was $1.84. Where's my 26 cents?
That's 16 cents.
Oh, yeah,
though.
But he would try to fool you into giving an extra dime.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry, Ron. You used to pinch pennies when Pat used to make fun of you when you were younger, so I just kind of adopted the policy that Ron doesn't like to pay for stuff. Love you, buddy, though. Hey, thanks for listening to Friday. We hope you guys have an awesome weekend.
We used to have a Pat Buys Breakfast Thursday when we all worked together.
Because
he would get direct deposit in on Thursday.
Wonder if Ron ever paid him back.
And then we'd go and he'd pay for sunrise sandwiches.
At the
Carl
Jr.'s. Oh, ooh.
Yeah. They're rough.
Rough.
You know, rough.
I asked my dog what he thought of Carl's Jr.
What did he say?
Rough.
Rough.
And I said, what's on the top of my house? And he said, rough. I said, what's on the outside of a tree? And he's all, bark. He's a smart dog.
Smart.
All right, you guys, we're going to talk about marijuana on the next episode, so tune in and listen, okay?
It's going to be on Monday.
Marijuana. You know you want it. Have a great weekend, you guys, again. And
rock on.
And metal. Hey, all you TagCast podcast listeners out there, you looking for some live entertainment? Well, here's where you listen. I'm going to tell you what to go do. This weekend, Friday, September 7th, there's a comedy show at the Baghdad Theater with Tristan Spillman and friends. One of his friends is me. So come up and watch me do some jokes up in Portland. It starts at 10 o'clock. That's on the corner of 37th and Hawthorne. 21 and over, $5 at the door. They got good pizza and beer. You can eat, drink, and be merry. Let's see, that same night, if you can't make it to Portland... Hey, cruise down to Eugene to the Wow Hall. They got tribute night with Sick Man. It was Alice in Chains tribute band. Bloodlust, which is a Venom tribute band. Thieves, which is a Ministry tribute band. And non-tribute band Elohim. That's $5 at the door. Starts at 8:30. By the way, Elohim is kind of black and death metal. That's also Friday, September 7th. The next night, go on down to the Dixie Creek Saloon, our generous sponsors. They're having a live rock show there with Black Hair. Glad Hander, also Awake, down from Portland, and Sons of Confusion starts at 8:30. It's 21 and over, and it's a free show, as always, at the Dixie Creek Saloon. Sunday, the next night, September 9th, more comedy with me at the Down and Dirty Showcase at the Ash Street Saloon up there in Portland, which is on 2nd. I think it's 225 2nd Avenue. Patrick Perkins set that show up. We're going to have Lonnie Brune and a whole slew of other great comics. That starts at 5 o'clock. No, wait, it starts at 9 o'clock and it's $5, sorry, 21 and over. I think they're going to have an open mic afterwards, too, so if you want to come down and check that out, you should do so. talking about comedy, September 11th, big guy in comedy, Ralphie May. Literally, he's big, but he's getting pretty popular.
Ralphie!
I watched his show the other night. It was pretty awesome, but he's going to be at the McDonald Theater September 11th. I think.
Norm McDonald Theater?
Yeah, the McDonald's. September 15th, a live podcast and comedy show at the Dixie Creek Saloon with the TagCast podcast and Chris Castles, Andy Bradwin, Mac Chase, Jesse Priest, and your gracious host, Dustin Gatch. That's 9:30 p.m., 21 and over, another free show. Bring money for tips, though, because we're starving comedians. September 20th, our buddies in 30 Pound Test snagged a kick-ass gig at the Roselands Theater opening for Serge Tankian, which is the singer from System of a Down. So go check that out. They've got the tickets for you. Hit up Zach or Jason Rowe on Facebook or Blake Hansel or Lyndon Wood. Hit them up. You can save like $7 or $8 off the Safeway price, so do that. And then the homecoming show for Yob and Norska is September 23rd. I believe that's a Sunday night at the Oak Street Speakeasy. Dirt Clod Fight will open that show September 23rd. At the Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene. We got Sickness in September, a 3-day metal festival at the Red Room in Portland. That's out on 82nd. It's September 21st through the 23rd. Drossera, the newly reformed Drossera, will be making their debut there as an instrumental band. Still looking for a singer. Come out. Spawn's going to play. Dead in a Ditch is going to play. Second night has Truculence and Otis from... Otis is from Reno, I think, or Vegas, somewhere down there. Hyborian Rage will be playing on Sunday. Check it out. It's 21 and over. It starts at 3:30 on Friday and 2 on Saturday and Sunday. It's $10 per day or $20 for 3 days. So much metal, you probably won't be able to handle it, but check it out, the Red Room in Portland. And this is a ways down the line, but I don't want to miss it. You shouldn't either. November 11th, 11-11, 11-11-12, Napalm Death, finally coming for the Utilitarian tour. So that's all the shows I got for you right now. We will update this every week, and we hope you guys can go out and check out some local music and comedy. Peace out, ninjas. Ninjas. We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the link.
Tagcastpodcast.com.